She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, 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 it is a true story, folks. I'm going to say the word right now, right here, at the beginning of the segment. I'm going to say it. It's meditation. Now, I know for a fact that some of you feel like I used to, which is you want to run crazy like a cartoon cutout through the side of a barn. No, 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 not meditation. That's exactly how I used to feel. Now, quite honestly, and hopefully by the end of this segment, all for you, you'll be able to not fear this daunting quiet time and actually be able to effortlessly, without fear, get into a space that I think is so amazingly needed and necessary in our modern day for healing. That's what I think. And I resisted it for a long, long time. In fact, I resisted it all the way. I was, before I went to naturopathic medical school, I was I was going through nursing school, bachelor degree nursing program in Michigan. And we had, I forget exactly what the class was called, but it was a class where, you know, we could kind of sort of quiet down. And I think it was before our clinical skills class, and kind of just take some time and rejuvenate, because nursing education, I mean, that kicked my butt just almost as bad as naturopathic medical school. I got to tell you, you got to take boards, you got to hold, it's all that anatomy and physiology, all that stuff. But I got to tell you, every time we'd sit down to do this quiet time meditation, my heart rate would elevate, my eyes would get big, I'd get really, really nervous. And I'm thinking, this is so counterintuitive. Like, why am I having this reaction? And I know for a fact, because I talk to a lot of my patients, talk to a lot of people, a lot of people have the same exact sort of fear. So I, though, read an article, and I'm going to share a lot of it with you. This was basically an interview that was done with Sharon Salzberg, and she's the co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society, and she's definitely been a prolific author of many, many books, including Real Happiness, The Power of Meditation, and hopefully we're going to get her on the show. But this was an interview that was done with her, and I got a lot of tips from this, because seriously, it's one of these things where I feel like when you're quiet, you know, we're not busy doing things, whether it's the routine in the morning or getting out the door and then having your day and then coming home and eating and maybe enjoying a couple glasses of wine and then going to bed. When you're actually intentionally quiet, guess what comes to the surface? It's our thoughts and our feelings. I think our feelings more than anything that can kind of bother us a bit. There's actually a new diagnosis that's appeared over the years. And you know how I feel about diagnosis. I could care less about, like, oh, you've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, or you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I want to understand the mechanism behind the diagnosis, right? I want to understand how we got to the point in time where we were able to even present with so many different confounding factors that we, you know, that we deserve a diagnosis. Same thing. There's this diagnosis called nighttime feeding syndrome. And for me, okay, it's people that basically get home from their day, and guess what? They've been on point with their dieting and you know also how I feel about the word diet. If you look it up in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. So I'm not talking about dieting like to lose weight or anything else. I'm talking about nourishment throughout the day. Plant strong, nutrient dense, great fats, good fiber, whole foods, not GMO, all of that stuff. And then they get home, and guess what? It's quiet. It's absolutely quiet. And there's nothing, you know, there's nothing going on. It might be a little mindless television, maybe some tweeting, posting, etc. But for the most part, there isn't the hustle and bustle of the job or the coworkers or what have you. And there's this time and space, and people get scared of their feelings. So what do? They start eating, because it's perfect. You stuff them down. I'm working actively with, I think, a couple patients, one I can think of right now, who just has this block. She knows she's got pretty severe health issues. She knows what she needs to do to use food as medicine, but her emotional state is so revved up right now that it's almost like she can't even be compelled by the fact that, hey, you might actually get into some trouble here if you don't really start utilizing food as medicine. So all of us, we know we can count to 10, right? You can count to 10. And if you can count to 10, guess what? This also means that you can meditate, all right? Studies show that daily meditation, and this is what I'm talking about and why I think it's so important. Daily meditation helps relieve high blood pressure, pain, insomnia, depression, and more. In fact, the latest research says that when participants did a simple 20-minute meditation for 8 weeks, this is every day, beneficial genes such as those involved in insulin function were activated, while genes related to inflammation and cancer were suppressed. Ugh. But as I said, so many of us can't seem to make this meditation part of our everyday routine. Here are some of the tips that I learned and I want to share with you so you can do it too. And listen, I am not an overachiever in this area. I started out very, very small, meaning very, very short times, the 5-minute meditation. So what do? Find a place where you feel your breath, where you can breathe clearly, all right? Nostrils, chest, or abdominal breathing, they're all fine. And bring your attention there. This is just simply breathing. In and out, right? Take a normal breath without trying to change it and repeat it in sets of 10. Just count to yourself for 5 minutes or so. If you take only 3 breaths before you start thinking about something else, bring your focus back to your breath. You don't need to be absolutely quiet. You can actually do this while you're waiting for your doctor or your dentist or sitting, you know, in a room or walking the dog. Just simply breathe, focus on your breath, and see how long it takes before you actually have a new thought. It's very, very easy to do this in just 5 minutes because guess what it does? It increases your awareness. I think awareness equals power. When we are more aware, we're more empowered. And I think there's nothing better, quite honestly, than being more self-aware because we have this then friendly relationship with ourselves. We get to understand why we do the things we do, the things that may maybe sabotage our lives or our health. So really, really important. So that's the 5-minute meditation, 5 minutes. How about the single task meditation? This is also something that Sharon talked about. You choose a simple activity that you do every day, like drinking a cup of tea, or what's something I do every day? I mean, I think I dry my hair every day. I think hair drying is great because there's just a lot of like sort of kind of ritualistic stuff that happens for me there. But something that you do every day and pay close attention to the sensations that occur while you're doing it. So this isn't mindlessly doing your activity, right? It's paying attention. Feel like, let's say if it is tea, the heat of the mug in your hands, the warmth, the aroma, you know, of the steam and the taste too. When your mind wanders, right, to a thought like, what am I going to be doing tomorrow or the next day or at my meeting today at work? Just bring it back. Bring it back to that single task meditation, okay? Cooking, mowing the lawn, doing the dishes. Just feel it all. Just those little, brushing your teeth. There's a lot of sensation there. Eating a raisin. There was a class that I was in once where we were trying to teach people not to overeat and slow down and really feel and taste all those sensations. Do you know how much texture and sweetness and flavor a raisin has? If you're going slow, it's pretty amazing. And the last one I want to share with you is on-cue meditation. Okay, with this type of meditation, you use cues in your environment to prompt you to focus and breathe. Let your phone ring 3 times before answering it, right? So, boy, the phone is a big trigger for me. If it rings, I feel like, oh boy, there's a responsibility attached to the other end of that, or you know, something that I'm involved with that I'm probably enjoying, but still, it's like a scheduling thing. I have been able to just take, you know, the phone, look at it, catch my breath, bring my awareness back, and whatever happens on that phone then happens to be a much more productive conversation because I can respond other rather than react. I do the same thing with emails. So you can do this too. Tricks to help you get yourself to meditate because guess what? Research says, and I know it for a fact, Dr. Holly says it too, that if you do it every day, 5 seconds, 5 minutes on cue or a single task meditation, your health is going to be better. And that's what we're trying to do. We're going to knock you alive here on the Dr. Holly Show. You can follow Radio MD at Your Radio MD on Twitter or Facebook. All right. So thanks for listening.